The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Well, happy Thursday, everybody, and welcome to live radio on 97.1 FM and streaming, we hope, on NorthIdahoRadio.com 24/7. I'm your host, David Keyes. Glad to be here. Hope you're having a great week. And by gosh, we are in the middle of summer for sure. It's hot. It's hot out there. A lot of people are spending some time near the water. I was reading somewhere that you need to drink about a gallon of water a day to just stay up with this. And if you're playing on the water, in the lake, doing whatever else, you need even more than that. So be careful out there, but enjoy this beautiful place. We're in the middle of the festival. Last week of festival is kicking off. We've got the Long Bridge Swim coming up on Saturday at 9 o'clock. So that's a real cool thing. And I've always been afraid of doing it. And I don't know, Tag, have you ever been in the Long Bridge Swim? And he's shaking his head no, and he's on radio. Isn't that funny how that works?
No, not a chance.
Me either. I don't know why.
Yeah, there's no way. I don't know if I'm confident enough swimming in the water like that. Well, they got kayaks around there. You'd probably be okay.
They do.
You know?
In fact, I was talking to Corey Donenfeld this morning, and he was telling me that on some years where he hasn't trained as much, like this year, he will stop on the kayak.
Kind of hang on.
And hang on for a minute or so and catch a breath. And he's doing it with his daughter. That's good.
So
that'll be fun.
A fun little event.
But it's still a pretty good haul.
It's daunting, though. It's a little bit daunting. I mean, you're close to everything, but I don't know. I'm not that confident in the water. I can swim, but.
Right. Then you see these 90-year-old people doing it, and then these 6-year-old people doing it. And I'm thinking, I'm in between there somewhere.
Yeah, you're right there. you might be able to kill it then.
It wouldn't be pretty. I'd do a backstroke the whole way. There was one year, a person from the University of Washington swim team was here, and they did the butterfly the whole way.
No. That's too much. No, they're trying.
No. Hey, going back to last week a little bit, I've had more response from last week's our show than I've ever had before with B. Speakman here with the festival.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people. There's really a mixed group of people out there who really like the new festival, but there's a lot of people, some people, that really sought me out to say, no, we're giving it a year off, kind of as a boycott.
And so really?
So there's definitely some harder feelings out there than you'd hope. All I would tell you is if you have any comments about that, reach out to the board of the festival. They want to know. They want to hear this kind of stuff. How else do you get better if you don't do that? And I think we'd all agree that we're better off with the festival than without the festival. So, again, this is the last weekend coming up. So if you think about wanting to see Kansas and you want to see Brothers Osborne tonight, Thursday, and then we have on Saturday we have, who do we have here? We've got, I can't even see it here, Dispatch. And then, again, like I said, Kansas. And then we have the grand finale on Sunday. And so it's a good time to wrap it up. They had a locals night last night. And I could hear that from my house. I didn't go, but it was one of those concerts with local bands who just hit it out of the park, and it sounded like a lot of fun. They are doing something new for Kansas, and I thought that was kind of cool. So they have Utara, curry and all that kind of Indian stuff. And they have Potato Potato, you know.
Okay.
So when Kansas sings its song, the song that everybody knows, they're going to have, ready for this? Curry on my wayward spud.
Are they now?
They are.
That's what they're going to do, huh? Yeah, that's good.
Half the people I told that joke to said, don't waste your time.
Don't even.
But I can hear, you know what's funny? In radio, you can hear the groans out there. Curry on my wayward spud. But okay.
There you go.
I'll let it sit there for sure. So, hey, we've got a great couple of guests today, too. We've got Saul Until, owner of Elite Tires, will be here to update on what his business is up to. We'll have Rob Talbot stopping by from the Panada and give us some updates on what's going on there. And I saw Beryl Ryan walk into the waiting room out here, and she'll be talking about the health practice of tapping, which I don't know a whole lot about, but I guess we're going to find out, and we'll learn as we go. So I think I'm going to go ahead and take this first break, as long as you'll let me do that. Will you?
That's no problem.
Oh, you can take it
whenever you'd like.
Great. Well, Tag, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll be talking to Saul.
Attention anglers, can you identify bull trout? Bull trout can have pink or orange spots on the body and white on the leading edge of their fins. They have no black spots on their dorsal fin. Remember, no black, put it back. You must release all bull trout. For practice identifying trout on the internet, type in Bull Trout Education and click on the online Bull Trout ID test. Please help Bull Trout Recovery in the Clark Fork Ponderay Basin. This has been brought to you by Avista, Idaho Council of Trout Unlimited, Idaho Fish and Game, and Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks.
This is Chad Young with the Easy Home Buyer. You know, selling a home is never just about the house. It's about the situation you're in. Maybe you're going through a tough transition, family stuff, job change, or just feeling overwhelmed by repairs that never seem to end. That's why I do what I do. I help people move forward. We buy houses as is with no fees, no commissions, and no headaches. Just a fair cash offer and a closing that works for you. You don't have to clean, fix anything, or even clear out the junk. We handle it all. So whatever's on your plate, let me take this one off of it. Call me at 208-717-2000. The easiest part of your week? Making this phone call and finally getting your house sold. No endless showings, no expensive fixes, and no waiting around. I'm here to help, not hassle. That's 208-717-2000.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-298-9150. 800-298-9150. Again, that's 800-298-9150.
Popsicles, sprinklers, a cool breeze. Talk about refreshing. You know what else is refreshing this summer? A brand new phone with Verizon. Yep, get a new phone on any plan with Select Phone Trade-In and My Plan. And lock down a low price for 3 years on any plan with My Plan. This is a deal for everyone, whether you're a new or existing customer. Swing by Verizon today for our best phone deals. 3-year price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate only. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
News Talk 97.1, KSBT KBFI.
We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time.
Well, welcome back to live local radio on 97.1. Again, I am your host, David Keyes, and I'm lucky to have Solomon Till in the studio today. Saul, he goes by Saul, Solomon, I think they call you whatever, don't they?
Yeah, as long as it's not late for dinner.
Not late for dinner, and you're looking at him, he's not been late for too many dinners, just so you know. Solomon has been owner of Elite Tires for quite a while. He worked at Les Schwab way back in the day, right?
Yep, started about 1994 at Les Schwab here in town.
Right. So tell us a little bit about how you got to Sandpoint and what you've been up to and where you're going.
Well, I was 17, and my mom had just gotten a divorce, and so she asked where we should go, and I said we should go to Sandpoint because I had been here working the summers. And so she bought a house in Sagal, and then I signed up for high school, and as a junior, went to school, and it wasn't very long before I realized I needed a job. And actually, Brian Brinkmeyer got me a job at Les Schwab, and as far as a tire career, the rest is history because it just was something that I fell into.
Right.
And I enjoyed the work and the customer base, and I just stayed with it.
And you met the sweetheart of Sandpoint High School your junior year as well, correct?
I did, yes. Yeah. So yeah. I was 17 and Melanie was 15, and we started dating in high school. And then after I graduated in 95, then she graduated in 96. The next week she turned 18, and the next week we were married. It wasn't very long after that we had our first son, David Till.
Right, exactly. And David's a big boy now. My goodness.
Yeah, he is. He's 27. So.
And big, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's really good. So you moved into some ownership, though, issue. Well, Elite Tires. So tell us about how you made the jump from Les Schwab to Elite and what's going on there now. I know there's some stuff going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So It's been kind of an exciting ride. So back in the late 90s, Bill Mueller came to Les Schwab as a stud boy. So he was studding tires and doing cleanup, and he was a teenager. And I was in my early 20s, and I was running around Les Schwab trying to make the next jump to assistant manager, which I did eventually when I turned 25. And I left town because they always move you around. So we went over to the Puget Sound area. And I had a 20-year career with Les Schwab, and they moved me from here to there, and that was okay when I was young.
Right.
And the last move was we went to Burns, Oregon, which is Eastern Oregon, and the people there were fantastic, but the town's pretty remote. It would be similar to like Priest River, but there's no major town within 130 miles.
Wow. Yeah.
So it gets a little bit difficult to even buy like a vacuum cleaner.
Right.
And we really didn't know a lot of people, and we were in our early 40s. And I came home one day, and I could tell my wife wasn't really happy, and my family, you know, they were struggling because our heart's in Sandpoint. It's been in Sandpoint since we were young.
Yeah.
Every vacation we would go on, we would go to Sandpoint. So I just looked at them. We had a family meeting, and I said, we don't have to do this. We don't have to go to Southern California. That's where they were looking at moving us. So after some discussion, we said, well, let's move home. So we rolled the dice and cut ties, and it was pretty scary to just take that leap.
You had nothing lined up in Sandpoint at that
point? I had nothing lined up.
Wow.
Yeah. I was going to try and lateral with Les Schwab.
Sure.
That wasn't really realistic. We moved into we bought a house off Renko Loop. And when we looked at it in December, there was no snow. But when I moved my family up to it, there was 3 feet. So Melanie looked at me and she said, you got to come right back. I said, all right, sweetheart. So I went back and put my 2 weeks notice in. And long story short, found myself driving to Sandpoint at, I think I was 43 years old with no job.
Right.
And so I made some phone calls, and I have some friends in the construction business. And of course, they were excited to have me. But then I stopped by and said hi to Bill at Elite Tire. And he kind of swooped in, and I guess he saved our family in a way because he hired me on the spot. And so I stepped in and started helping Bill at Elite Tire here in Ponderay. And together, the two of us was kind of this dream team or magic mixture, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And the company started growing pretty quickly at that point.
Yeah, yeah. And what year was that?
So that ended up being 2019 is when we finally made the move. I was hired at Elite Tire February 2019.
Mm-hmm. And so Elite, a little history on that. What does it offer that other tire shops don't? What do you specialize in?
Well, there's a lot of tire shops that offer the same kind of services that we do. I think that really one of the differences, Bill and I pattern really the old days of Les Schwab, you know, back in the 90s. When there was, and I don't know now what they do, and I won't speak poorly of them.
Sure.
They're without a doubt, been the example of excellence. But I do know that there's some changes, and we kind of went off the old pattern with sudden service, a sense of urgency, and customer service being the number one thing. And since we were a smaller company, we were able to pattern our prices a little bit different. And really what we decided to do is make the customer in control. So, if I make a recommendation and the customer doesn't want to do that, that's okay. Mm-hmm. We'll do what you want to do as long as you're aware of what that comes with.
Right.
And that's really, I think, been the secret of our success is being helpful. We're not pushy. Mm-hmm. At making recommendations but then ultimately having the customer be in control what happens with their vehicle.
Sure.
And having, a one-on-one kind of a personal relationship with everybody that comes in and making sure that when we're done, regardless of the profit or the sale, that the customer's happy.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're happy, they're going to keep coming back. And the community's been fantastic at supporting us.
You bet. In fact, your front desk people are fabulous too. They're always welcoming. As most of you know out there, I help with Northwest Auto Body, and we see Elite a lot, especially with the Ponderay shop. And you guys kill it for our company, and I know you do for others. Do you see more commercial customers or more passenger or private vehicles? What do you see?
I would say we see a good mix.
Okay.
It's not very usual that we don't have repeat customers. A lot of our customers are repeat because they have a good experience the first time they come in. And so we have quite a few commercial customers, like Co-op, like Northwest Auto Body. And then we just have a lot of repeat customers that are maybe in a different business, like sure. Lighthouse or work at Yokes or Walmart. So we have a good mix. And really, I think there's a lot of people that maybe just haven't tried us out yet.
Oh.
But I think if they do, they'd be happy with the experience.
You bet. And where are you located?
So right now we're on 800 Kootenai Cutoff in Ponderay. Here at the end of August, we'll be out across from the Lighthouse office buildings on Highway 200. We have a brand new shop that's built, and we'll be in there, and we're going to offer more services. We'll be offering oil changes. We'll have two alignment machines, so we'll be doing twice the alignments that we were doing.
Wow.
We've added to the crew, and we're going to expand our medium truck, or, you know, like dump trucks, logging trucks. We're going to keep doing that all at the same time while still providing that one-on-one.
Right.
Here's what I think. Here's what I would do if it were mine. If you were my mom, this is what I would recommend. If you were my wife, I'd definitely probably steer you this way.
Right.
So those kind of things, I think, are the thing that we want to make sure that we retain.
Right.
Especially right. with kind of some of the big changes we've had in the last 2 months.
Right. So what else is going on? There's another ownership part of this. Something else has changed with Elite, I think, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, it was about 2020. Bill was very gracious and he made me partner. He wanted to retain my services. I've been doing this for a long time.
Right.
And so he made me partner. And we just kind of went to town and went to work. And we built a company. We went from the one shop. That shop doubled sales. And then we opened up in Coeur d'Alene. Coeur d'Alene is right in the Black Sheep parking lot. It's in the old Sears building.
You can't miss it. In fact, it has great highway visibility. For
beautiful
sure.
store. Yep. Yeah. And then just last year in May, we opened up a shop in Bonner's Ferry.
Right.
And Bonner's Ferry is a smaller shop, but it's working right along and doing well. Good. Well, after we built this up, we were approached by an outside company that's pretty big. And they started talking to us, and they had seen some of our social media, and they were looking to expand. And so they called us in regards to selling the business. Well, that's always kind of a nervous thing. It's kind of scary.
Sure it is. Yeah.
Yeah, and it can create, you know, I guess, tension between the crew and the customer base. But all in all, it's been wonderful. So there's obviously, you know, different things that come with that. You know, we have a different point of sale system, and they like us to sell certain tires, but they've been very gracious in the fact that one of the things that they did was they told me I had to stay. and I was like, well, that's great because, you know, I am a tire guy.
Right.
I say it proudly. And, I probably can't go back to Les Schwab. I don't know if they'd have me. And I really love my customers and I love my job. I really do.
Sure.
It's wonderful. And so they really told us to keep doing what we're doing. They don't want to disrupt, you know, what we've been doing. That's made us successful.
Right. A good ride, though. And is the company going to change its name, too, or are you going to be Elite still?
Well, so the company that bought it is called Big Brand Tire and Service. And they are all spread out through the Southwest. They have 270 locations, and they're through California, Texas, Utah, Colorado. But they're very careful about where they go into these towns because they don't want to mess it up.
Sure.
So it sounds like they're going to retain the Elite name and logo, and they might put their big brand name in it somewhere.
Sure.
So they'll modify it a little bit, but they really want us to stay involved with the community. And they really want us to continue to do what we're doing and be recognizable.
You bet. So the end of August, then you're moving down the highway a little bit to the east there a bit. And,
yep.
And it's a brand new building? Is it always?
Brand new. We'll have new racks, new tools.
Wonderful.
It's beautiful.
So end of August, look for some announcements about that. And
yep, we'll have a sign in front of the store so that way people know where to go.
Barbecue, I'm hoping, or something.
I think so. We should. I love hot dogs.
And I know a live remote person here might help you out with that too. Yeah,
that'd be fantastic. Yeah, thank you, Dave.
And as we go to break here, I know that you and Tag have a little history here with jiu-jitsu a little bit, huh?
Be careful with Tag.
Yeah?
He's quite the physical phenom.
Is he?
And he knows what he's doing. Well. Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, if you see him walking around, just know
give him a wide berth. Then,
he's a dangerous young man if he wants to be.
Well, he's a great guy to have here, for sure. So, Saul, thanks for your time. I really appreciate talking to you today. And we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll be talking with Rob Talbot from the Panada Theater. But again, Saul, great spending time with you. Give my best to Melanie and the family.
Will do. Yeah, thank you very much, David. Appreciate it.
All the best.
Summertime and sunshine is synonymous with the great outdoors and enjoying all it has to offer. At Winter Ridge, it also is synonymous with access to delicious, fresh fish. We are excited to be rolling out a weekly fresh fish offering. Each Tuesday in the meat department, we will be featuring a rotating weekly fish, limited quantities, specialty varieties that'll add a splash of something new to your at-home menu. Cast your line with us each Tuesday and catch something new. Winteridge, your community choice for local, natural, and delicious. At the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
Sugar Tooth on the Cedar Street Bridge is your one-stop shop for all your sweet needs. Find local chocolates made on-site using ethically sourced cocoa, international candy, drinks, and snacks from more than 10 countries. Sugar Tooth's homemade bestsellers, caramel apple, truffles, Bigfoot bars, and of course the classic pecan turtle. Sugar Tooth has also a variety of vegetarian and vegan-friendly options. Stop by Sugar Tooth's sweet shop on the Cedar Street Bridge, open 7 days a week.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
The back-to-school deals at Kohl's are so good, it'll feel like spoiling yourself. With 20% off the stuff your kids will actually wear, like jeans, tees, sneakers, and more. You can do it all without overdoing your budget. See? Sometimes parents get spoiled, too. Head to Kohl's or Kohl's.com to start the year off right for less. Select styles. Coupon ends August 10th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Introducing the new Dell AI PC, powered by the Intel Core Ultra Processor. It helps do your busy work for you, so you can fast forward through editing images, designing presentations, generating code, debugging code, summarizing meeting notes, finding files, managing your schedule, responding to Jim's long emails, leaving all the time in the world for the things you actually want to do. No offense, Jim. Get a new Dell AI PC starting at $699.99 at dell.com/AI-PC. How those ahead stay ahead.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time.
Well, welcome back to live local radio on 97.1 FM and streaming all the time, 24/7, 365. On NorthIdahoRadio.com. Again, I'm your host, David Keyes, and I'm lucky today to have Rob Talbot from the Panada here to talk about what's going on in the world of the Panada, Maddox Farms probably, and whatever, the many hats that you have on.
Oh, we'll stick with the Panada today.
You tell me
sure.
Where to
yeah,
go.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Good. Always good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Yeah, so we got a couple big things going on over at 300 North First Street right now. One of them is our five to keep. The biggest one, I think, well, I don't know. These two, both of them are pretty big. So I'm just going to say the first one I'm going to talk about is okay. The five to keep it live campaign. It's the space is beautiful and it, I think is vital to our community. Obviously, I'm biased. But, you know, we needed something. We want to engage more of the community in support. One thing that the Panada has not done is engage people that, you know, in my age bracket, in the 30s, 40s, young parents, whatever. And most of our donors, you know, are very, very generous and are, give us a larger sums, you know, hundreds or thousands of dollars even.
Sure.
At times, especially when it comes to the Century Fund. Mm-hmm. We've got, Ting is doubling all money for that. So all the tips and stuff go to double that, all, and the tip jars in the theater. And those give us something, but we really wanted to reach out to people that may, you know, be more acclimated to their phone or, you know, the technology, and also want to be involved, but don't feel like they have $500 a month or $500 to throw at it.
Right.
And give a small, just a simple number. It's easy to calculate, populate, and
$5. Figure out
$5. All we're asking for is for people to sign up and give $5 a month.
Oh, like an auto, so it's recurring.
Reoccurring payment.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can go to our website on support us, and that's in there. You can go to our Facebook or Instagram pages. That's in there. You can click on those links. It takes you straight to the page, and you can just click on $5 a month, put your information in, and hit submit, and you are supporting the pen at $5 a month. We have about 10,000 people in our community.
Right.
We are hoping, and we have a large amount of supporters already, but we're hoping that we can get in the neighborhood of 500 to 1,000 people to sign up for this, whether it's, you know, somebody that you may know that's connected and loves old theaters that you might be able to share on your social media.
Sure.
Share the link. Maybe they click that and they're out in New Hampshire or wherever. And then, you know, again, our local population, if we can get people to just throw $5 a month to us, and that'll help that will go to support operations and making sure that operations is viable. And we have the staff to put on events. Since I've been there, the 21 months that I've been there, we have done over 220 events. Some of those events, like the $5 movies. Notice the theme here.
Yeah, yeah.
$5 movies are really designed to get people in the door and get people excited about what the Panada does. Yeah. And aren't really designed to necessarily make a lot of money. It's more about community building you know, building relationships.
Right.
We have sponsorships for those for corporate people, but. Or corporations or businesses, but you know, if people can step in and give us that $5 a month,
right.
We can get enough of that. It helps support programming like that. And you know, we have a wide variety of programming that meets hopefully everyone's needs. You know, since I've been there, we've brought in Rocky Horror Picture Show to, you know, Full Draw. You know, we've got fishing film festivals, and we're doing. You know, we brought over the Gothard Sisters live music. It's just, and we've got movies of all, we've got Alien series going on right now. And it's a little bit of everything to appeal to everybody, whether they're young, old. We got kids' movies. We got movies that are from the 50s that appeal to, you know, might appeal to a crowd that saw that with their parents or whatever, or themselves as a youngster. And, you know, so it's really, we're really trying hard to hit programming that reaches everyone.
Yeah.
And in order to keep doing that, in order to keep using that space to build community, we really need people's help.
Yeah.
And that five to keep alive is a way for people to step up and help.
Yeah, that Patreon method has worked pretty well for other groups too.
Yeah.
And again, it's one of those $5 a month things that's just on your credit card bill or your debit, whatever you're doing. But it's the idea that it multiplies again and keeps on going. I mean, that just raises that baseline for you, too, of what you're collecting every month.
Correct. You know, our insurance, for example, our insurance payments have gone up almost fourfold. We were greatly underinsured with the help of one of our board members, Woody. He figured out that we were greatly underinsured and that we really needed to have an insurance plan that covered the theater. Okay. And you know, so between that and it raises in insurance that everyone has seen, we've gone from right at $8,000 to nearly $30,000.
Wow. Yeah.
And that is a huge, huge hit to our operating budget.
Right.
So, you know, if we were able to get 1,000 people at $5 a month, that's $5,000 a month that really helps us keep staff. Because, you know, it's hard to put on, you know, again, 220 230 events in a year, which is what we've been averaging, is you have to have a staff for that.
You sure do.
You can't lean on volunteers for that all the time. So to do that, those amount of shows in a professional way, we have to have that staff.
Right.
To make it happen, and this is a way for the community to support that to continue to happen. And events like right now that are going on, our theater camp. Mm-hmm. We've got a theater camp with over 30 kids. Good. They're meeting for 3 weeks, and this is the second year we've done it. You know, so last year was my first year in the position, and we brought it back, and it happened kind of off in the distance, but really for the Panada, like it's an opportunity to get kids in, connect them to the theater, get them the experience in there, put them in front of a live audience. Again, five to keep it live. The audience is live, and it's a different beast. It's so much more fun. But to bring them in, you know, that we're only charging $130. We have a generous grant. POAC is sponsoring it, Pottery Arts Council. So we have some help to make that happen, but you know, for 3 weeks,
right?
$150 a piece for each of those kids.
Great training too, yeah. Right? My gosh.
Wow. Yep. Yeah. And then we've got two shows. We've got them coming up Thursday, August, I believe it's August 8th. Correct. Yep. Our Friday, August 8th at 6:30. And then another one, August 9th at 2:30 in the day.
Perfect.
So we got two shows for them. Those
charge admission for that, I assume.
We charge admission for that. Sure. That'll help us out. So yeah. If you're interested in coming out and supporting these kids,
yeah.
It's $20 per adult, $10 per youth.
Right. Well, tell us more about these kids. So they're high school age, younger?
It's everything from 7 to 17.
Right.
Or 8, excuse me, 8 to 17.
Right.
And so there's a variety of parts that are doing the Three Musketeers, and there's a lot that they get to do. And you know, a lot of variation in there for them, and they, you know, doing a lot of acting, you know, working on acting skills and enunciation and projection of the voice.
Oh my God, I need that so much. Can I jump in? Stuff?
You should jump in. Actually, I think you could probably teach one of those classes.
Oh, I know. Well, that sounds like a good turnout too. So you had more people this year than last year, or
I didn't about that. The same?
About
I
the same.
Think. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, it was very successful both years so far. So we're. I'm really that and the gala mm-hmm. are two of the biggest events that I'm most proud of in my time at the Panada. The gala, you know, to be able to bring in that much money first year,
yep.
For an event, you know, is pretty awesome. And I think
it's even lucky community. To be a plus, you know,
yeah.
To start something brand new, to add it to our already busy schedule. Our, you know, the Sandpoint mm-hmm. calendar is so busy. It truly is.
Yeah.
To say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have an event just for the Panada. And we're going to set it on this one Saturday, and everybody's going to want to come. Maybe, will they? No, I think that you really pulled that out of the hat, and I think it was great.
Thank you.
And hopefully you're making plans for next year already?
We are making plans for next year, so we'll see what happens with that. Yeah,
sure. Very good.
Yeah, that's been the plan is, you know, you don't do something like that once or even twice, honestly. In my opinion, you do something like that at least 3 times, and you figure on the first time,
sure.
If you're good, you break even. Second time you make a little bit, third time you can tell where it's going,
right.
And see if it's worth the effort.
And you kind of patterned it after Holly Eve a bit, didn't you, with Marilyn Sabella and mm-hmm. that. And I remember those for many years. And that was just a great way to kick off the holiday season in Sandpoint with Eve's Leaves and all that.
Yeah.
But it was also just kind of the first holiday event for a lot of people too, kind of an excuse to get out and do things. And your gala wasn't that flavor, but it was an excuse to get out and see a bunch of – eclectic groups. It was kind of fun to watch that night. We really enjoyed it, and it was just fun to see friends I hadn't seen for a while, for sure. But also everybody rooting for the Panada too.
Yeah,
I think again,
it was pretty awesome.
That's our community gem right there.
So, it really is. Yeah, yeah. And it's such an honor just to be part of it.
Yeah,
it was that night, like you said, kind of to see everybody coming out and supporting and loving on the theater was awesome. And then I think to see the reaction of what it was. I think a lot of people were very, very excited about the finger food and the community and the show. I think was one that would be, it was hard to top. That would be hard to top. It was a really amazing production. I'm
eclectic is what I'd call it.
It was
sure.
Very eclectic. Yeah. From
magician to great singing to acting. Oh my gosh.
Belly dancer.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Rob, you keep up the great work. Again, the Panada is a gem here. Always good talking to you too, my friend.
That's great talking to you. I'm sure I'll see you soon.
I'm looking forward to that as well. So we're going to take a quick break now, and then we're going to come back and learn about the it's called tapping, and I don't really quite know what Beryl's going to talk about.
But well, you're in for a treat. Beryl's an amazing human. So,
and I know her, but I don't know much about tapping. So we'll see how it plays on the radio. I don't know how it's going to go. Rob, you take care.
You too, and I'm going to run to my truck so I can hear this.
Well, you can sit right here if you want to, too. No admission charges at all. So we'll be right back and learn all about tapping.
It's time to hit the open road, so make your first round trip to Specialty Auto Glass to get your windshield in tip-top shape. Heat, air conditioning, road vibration, or even closing your car door can cause the smallest rock chip to suddenly spread across the entire windshield. Specialty Auto Glass technicians are certified and abide by the AGSC standard and can recalibrate your car's safety features. Stay safe this summer with a visit to Specialty Auto Glass off Highway 95 in Ponderay.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Come by boat or car for unforgettable waterfront dining. Pearls on the Lake in Hope is now open 7 days a week from 12 to 8. Enjoy a fresh new menu, tasty cocktails, and live music on beautiful Lake Ponderay. Visit pearlsonthelake.com to reserve your table today.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Popsicles, sprinklers, a cool breeze. Talk about refreshing. You know what else is refreshing this summer? A brand new phone with Verizon. Yep, get a new phone on any plan with Select Phone Trade-In and My Plan. And lock down a low price for 3 years on any plan with My Plan. This is a deal for everyone, whether you're a new or existing customer. Swing by Verizon today for our best phone deals. 3-year price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate only. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Introducing the new Dell AI PC, powered by the Intel Core Ultra Processor. It helps do your busy work for you, so you can fast forward through editing images, designing presentations, generating code, debugging code, summarizing meeting notes, finding files, managing your schedule, responding to Jim's long emails, leaving all the time in the world for the things you actually want to do. No offense, Jim. Get a new Dell AI PC starting at $699.99 at dell.com/AI-PC. How those ahead, stay ahead.
The back-to-school deals at Kohl's are so good, it'll feel like spoiling yourself. With 20% off the stuff your kids will actually wear, like jeans, tees, sneakers, and more. You can do it all without overdoing your budget. See? Sometimes parents get spoiled, too. Head to Kohl's or Kohl's.com to start the year off right for less. Select styles. Coupon ends August 10th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Newsong 97.1.
Well, welcome back to Live Thursday Radio. I've got, in fact, again, Beryl Ryan. And I've known her off and on for a couple of years now. She, bless her heart, is a hospice nurse. She does all sorts of important things in our community. But a few years ago, about 12 years ago, she started a, it's called tapping. And I know just enough, Beryl. First of all, welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Just enough to pronounce it, and that's about it. So okay. I wanted you to share this tapping, and you've been doing that for about 12 years.
Yes, I have.
So why don't you share with our audience, and remember, they're driving right now, they're drinking a latte, so anything you show me with your hands is not going to work on the radio, but
okay.
Imagine if you will.
Okay. All right. Very welcome. Good. So, well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me here.
Glad
I'm
here.
Very excited about sharing about tapping. It's a pretty phenomenal, incredible, quick stress relief, anxiety relief, trauma, PTSD, physical pain, emotional pain. anything that's bugging you, it pretty much takes care of. I know that sounds crazy.
Yeah. No, not really crazy. Do you think of the people that are listening right now, what percentage do you think have heard of tapping?
Well, that's interesting because when I started about 12 years ago, I'd say 10% knew about it. And now I'd say about 70 to 80%.
Good work.
Because I talk about it everywhere. I didn't create this. I don't want you to think I created this thing. I did not.
Right.
So I want to tell you a little bit of the history of it because it's a wild story.
Please do.
Yeah. So there was a psychologist named Dr. Callahan in the late 70s, and he was starting to study meridians. I think most people know about acupuncture, which is based on meridians, Chinese medicine. And he was working with a woman with a water phobia, incredibly intense, bathe her children, have anxiety, like really intense water. He spent about a year and a half with her, and he was making some progress, not enough. He had a pool in a home office area, and he said, Mary, he brought her to his office, and he said, I want you to look at the water. Let's try some exposure therapy, see what happens. She looks at the pool. Her name is Mary, like I said, and she says, well, I feel like I'm going to just throw up. I'm just freaking. So he says, well, I want you to tap under the eye. There's a point there under the eye. And so Mary taps there for about 3 seconds and says, how do you feel? And she said, I feel fine. I don't feel nauseous anymore. She waded in the water and the phobia was over.
Just that fast.
Just that fast.
Wow.
So Dr. Callahan got very excited, as you can imagine, and he went on to learn all kinds of meridian things and started teaching what was called TFT or thought field therapy. Mm-hmm. And then he started teaching classes. It was also called Callahan Techniques. Anyway, but he only did psychology because he was a psychologist. And he had different patterns for different emotions. Like one would be for anger, one would be for frustration, one for sadness, blah, blah. So he started teaching classes. And one of his students was named Gary Craig. He was an engineer from Stanford. And he said, I think this could be easier than this. And so he discovered that the same 9 points in the same pattern works for absolutely everything.
Oh.
So he went on to call it emotional freedom technique or EFT. He started that in the mid 80s, I would say. And now tapping is the common vernacular that's being used because we're literally tapping on endpoints of meridians.
Right.
So that's how that came to be. My personal story is that when I was in nursing school, I was probably in my second year of nursing school, I was working as a CNA to put myself through school. And I went in to see a patient at night on the night shift when I worked. And I said, hi, can I do anything for you? He said, oh, honey, if I could have a bath, that's all I need in the world. So I took this large gentleman and I walked him into the bath area. And he took off his gown and he put his foot up on the bathtub and he had a heart attack and landed on top of me.
Oh, my goodness.
So I had 30 years of chronic back pain, intense at times.
Because
of that one incident.
Wow.
Yes. And
wow, Beryl.
I knew that it was traumatic. I mean, I knew that it was traumatic-related pain. They didn't see anything on X-ray. They didn't see anything on an MRI, you know, any of those things. And so I did everything. I did everything traditional. I did everything alternative. Couldn't get rid of the pain. Fast forward 30 years, I heard a webinar about tapping. I decided to look into it. I decided to get certified.
Was it getting worse?
It was
about the same.
Well, at months at a time, I would be completely incapacitated.
Really?
At an extreme pain. And then sometimes it was just bad, right?
Wow.
But not like in, I mean, sometimes I couldn't walk. Sometimes I couldn't even sit in a car for months. I mean, it was really a problem, to say the least.
Yeah.
And I left work that happened in 1980, and I left work in 97. They brought me into employee health and said, honey, we love you, but you can't do this anymore.
Right.
So I left the hospital nursing. I didn't leave nursing, but I left hospital nursing.
Right.
Anyway, fast forward, I hear this webinar. They're talking about tapping. I decide to look into it. There's a place literally an hour away. The next weekend, I take it. I go. I'm flabbergasted the entire weekend, mouth hanging open. How could this be? And then I just decided to get certified. So that's about a year process. Part of that process is working with a mentor. So she said, what do you want to work on? I'm like, I don't know. I've had back pain for 30 years. 40 minutes later, the pain was gone and I've never had pain again.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm a lunatic. I stop strangers. I get on public transportation just to sit next to people. I love tapping. And I don't know how many people I've tapped with in 12 years. Everybody I see who's suffering, I try to tap with them. And it's about 90% effective. It's
so
crazy.
You seek them out? And if you see,
I do. Okay. I do. I used to take the train where I used to live and just say, hi, have you ever heard of tapping? Is there anything bothering you? I was tapping at the festival last night with somebody.
Three nights ago
volunteering at the festival. Anywhere, anybody.
So I'm going to guess there's a fine line between finding somebody who might be a tapping person and a restraining order. Would that be true?
Well, so far I've not been arrested. I did. This is interesting. I worked in a jail while I went through training. Oh. I was a nurse in a jail for 11 years.
Wow.
And so the inmates were my subjects.
Wow.
And they started out like, yeah, right, lady, you know. And then they were bringing their friends to my office and saying, here, he needs help. And I mean, you know, pain from 30 years ago, guilt, anger.
Sure.
Just everything. Everything just poof. It's like a poof.
Wow.
So you want to know how it works?
I do. In fact, I imagine everybody wants to know now. So yeah. You're saying yes. Almost yes. 100% batting average. I mean, you're
90. There. I'd say 90.
90% batting average.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
chronic stuff. It's yeah. stuff that's maybe not out yeah. there all the time, but bugs yeah. you sometimes.
Yeah.
Or Beryl, tell us about how this works.
Okay. All right. Well, but I also want to say that sometimes people have had a trauma like a rape or a car accident or something really intense, and they've talked about it in therapy for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And literally in an hour of tapping, it'll be just, they're like, oh yeah, it happened.
Wow.
And there's no more emotion.
Interesting.
So yeah. I teach this for people to just use. I am a practitioner. Some people come to me, but really I teach it for people to do for themselves. And there's handouts on my website, free.
So let's do this right now.
We're going
to
tap.
How do they get a hold of you? Because if we run out of time, I'd hate yeah. to have you
tap
cut
with,
off.
Tapwithin.com.
Tapwithin.com.
Yeah, that's my
And then
that's my,
they'll find you. That's your website?
Yeah, that's my website. Yeah, okay. Lots of information on there, lots of videos.
Perfect. So
okay,
now,
how does it work?
Yeah, you've come
okay.
up to a total stranger at the festival and you say, I can't help but notice you're sideways
yeah.
or something. Where do you go from there?
Well, I start with I'm a nurse, so they don't think I'm a crazy person. And then I say, maybe I can help you. So if I'm explaining it to people, it's based on meridians, which has been used in Chinese medicine for 5,000 years. Okay. It's the energy channels of the body. And when they're clogged, we feel lousy. And when they're unclogged, we heal. The body is made to heal. Obviously, I mean, think of how miraculous we are just as a body.
Right.
There you go. So so it's based on that. And these are endpoints of meridians. So it's the same thing. It's basically acupressure that you do for yourself.
Okay.
And some psychology with the words.
Sure.
So my gift is really the words because the points are the same.
Points are always the same on everybody.
Points are always the same on everybody.
Okay.
On everybody. You just...
So tell us about the points and tell us... You've got about 2 minutes or so.
2 minutes. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay. So they'll see it on the handout. We don't want to waste time on that.
Okay.
But the second way that it works is the amygdala, which is the fight or flight. Oh, my God, I'm going to die.
Right.
That is calmed down by doing this.
Okay.
So there's tons of studies. You can see changes in your blood analysis. You can see changes on brain scans. Like
right.
this is the real deal, like physiological changes with just moments of tapping.
Right. So tell me about one tapping technique or one area and one, you use different verbiage.
Let's say anxiety. Yeah. Anxiety is great because a lot of people have anxiety. So you and I can do this together. We start with what's called the fatty part of the hand where you'd break a board called the karate chop.
Okay, so this is the end of your hand since we're on radio. Okay.
Like a karate chop.
Gotcha.
Okay. So we would just say, even though I have this anxiety.
Even though I have this anxiety.
Mm-hmm, I'm safe right here, right now.
I am safe right here, right now.
And it's okay for my body to calm down.
And it's okay for my body to calm down.
Okay, and then we're going to do the same thing on the other side. These are called the setup statements. Really, 2 minutes. Even though I have this anxiety.
Even though I have this anxiety.
Mm-hmm. I'm safe for my body to relax now.
I'm safe for my body to relax now.
Okay, and then one more time, same thing. These are all the karate chops. Wow. Even though I have this anxiety in my chest.
Peg, instance. Are you doing this too? I can't tell. Yeah, no, you're not. Even though I have this anxiety in my chest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's safe for me to relax now.
It's safe for me to relax now.
Okay. And then top of the head, a little circle top of the head, all this anxiety.
All of this anxiety.
The eyebrow right by the nose, all this anxiety.
All this anxiety.
Outside of the eye, all this anxiety in my
not
chest.
Not do this if you're driving, just
no,
so you know.
Exactly.
Okay. Outside
Definitely
of-
not. Outside of the eye, on the bone, on the all this anxiety.
All this anxiety.
Okay, under the eye, on the bone, all this anxiety.
All this anxiety.
This takes one hand. You can do this driving. Under the nose, all this anxiety. You know, you can't say that.
All this anxiety.
And then the crease right under the lip.
Wow.
All this anxiety.
All this anxiety.
And then from your notch, like a bow tie, down an inch, over an inch, all this anxiety.
All this anxiety.
And then under the arm, hands width down, letting it all go now.
I'm letting it all go now.
It's safe to relax now.
It's safe to relax now.
Okay, that is a sequence for anxiety. Poof.
That's it?
That's it.
So do people do this in public? Or
yes,
they...
you'll see people tapping.
Can you see
somebody
them doing
just
that?
Somebody just saw it on TV. There was a TV show and somebody was tapping on there.
Interesting.
It should be everywhere. It should
it's,
be
It's interesting.
Everywhere.
So.
Okay, are we good?
I think we're doing really, really well. Again, how do they find you, Beryl?
Tapwithin.com.
Tapwithin.com.
Should I give my phone number? I could give
Absolutely.
My phone number. I don't care. Okay.
Do it.
707 280-8072. I'm open to questions anytime. Anybody needs anything, I am here to help.
You're out there 24-7.
24-7. I love this stuff. Bet you couldn't tell.
No, I couldn't tell. I don't think it came across on the radio at all.
At all.
Beryl, Ryan, thank you for your time. I learned a lot today, and I'm sure our listeners did too. And if they want to follow up, they'll find you online.
Yes, and they can also go to my website and print out handouts for anybody, also teachers, parents, and children. There's handouts for everybody individually in there, and they're all free.
Great. Well, again, thank you for your time today. Thanks for sharing all this. It's been a great hour today, and what a great way to wrap it up. So I hope you all have a great week. Of course, the festival's finishing up. We've got Long Bridge Swim on Saturday and all sorts of good Sandpoint stuff going on all weekend long. So until next time, we'll see you soon.